Welcome. Our foreign-backed insurgents in Syria have kidnapped 12 nuns from a convent in the Christian town of Malula. Local authorities say the insurgents have taken the nuns to the nearby town of Yabrut. There is no word on the fate of the nuns, but militants are usually known to kill people they kidnap. The insurgents have entered Malula several months after they were pushed out of the historic town. The Syrian army has been battling the insurgents in the regions near the capital Damascus. The army has cleared many towns and villages of the insurgents. Sources close to the militants have admitted that governed forces have been making significant gains near Damascus and elsewhere in the country. Let's go to Washington and talk to Dr. Randy Short, human rights activist. Welcome, sir. Doctor, why is it that these insurgents who unfortunately call themselves and consider themselves Muslim attack people of other faiths? What is the end goal of this?
Well, it's clear that they're not Muslim. These are simply kufirs or unbelievers who are paid killers for forces that are against, in this instance, the existing government of Syria. The same sort of people were in Libya and are killing people as you and I speak. They're not Muslims. And we have also Christian fanatics who are just as dangerous. They call themselves Christian. In reality, they're neither. You have a very dangerous combination of the intelligence groups in other countries using these people as a foreign legion. This is the Saudi Arabian Foreign Legion with some involvement with the United States and Great Britain and others to get rid of a government they don't like. This is as old as the anti-Arab nationalist thrust of the United States, the United Kingdom, France, and other colonial powers, with the new monarchical Salafi governments in Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
And of course, how would the West, in particular Israel, respond if the victims were religious Jews instead of Christians, as we were seeing?
The Holocaust all over again. We just have to understand. And I don't have a problem on one level. Jewish people fight to protect the lives of Jews. Where I have a problem right now is so-called Christians in America who are Christian Zionists. They're sort of Takfiri Christians. They look the other way as Christians are being murdered, and also good moderate Muslims are being murdered all over the world as a matter of policy. And it's shameful. It shows that they don't believe in anything, and that's why they can support racist apostasy like the Zionist State of Israel.
But I mean, why is this happening? The killing of other people of other faiths.
Well, this is really a wedge. This is a wedge issue. They're trying to, on one hand, the Christian community in Syria has been protected by the Assad regime that's been unfairly vilified as being something that never treated anyone right, which can't be true. So the Assad regime has been very kind to religious minorities. So they, therefore, because they have been protected, they're now the targets. And this is understood by the people who hate the government of Syria, that these Christians and Alawis become the necessary collateral losses to implement a policy that would destroy Syria and create almost World War III level chaos in the Levant.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Dr. Randy Short, human rights activist in Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.